I'd made it up. You've got to keep testing people, but not to destruction. All right, all right, all right. I don't like it any more than you, but I told you, I can't I can't not do what I'm told. M'angel. There's no theatres in heaven, said Crowley, and very few films. Don't you try to tempt me, said Aziraphale wretchedly. I know you, you old serpent. Just you think about it, said Crowley relentlessly. You know what eternity is. You know what eternity is. I mean, do you know what eternity is? There's this big mountain, see, mile high, at the end of the universe, and once every 1,000 years there's this little bird, and... What little bird? Said Aziraphale suspiciously. This little bird I'm talking about. And every 1,000 years, the same bird every 1,000 years. Crowley hesitated. Yeah, he said. Bloody ancient bird, then. Okay, and every 1,000 years, this bird flies all the way to this mountain and sharpens its beak. Hold on, you can't do that. Between here and the end of the universe is loads of... The angel waved a hand expansively, if a little unsteadily. Loads of bugger all, dear boy. But it gets there anyway, Crowley persevered. How? It doesn't matter. It could use a spaceship, said the angel. Crowley subsided a bit. Yeah, he said, if you like. Anyway, this bird only... It is the end of the universe we're talking about, said Aziraphale. So it'd have to be one of those spaceships where your descendants are the ones you get out the other end. You'd have to tell your descendants, you say, when you get to the mountain, you've got to... He hesitated. What have they got to do? Sharpen its beak on the mountain, said Crowley. And then it flies back in the spaceship, and after 1,000 years it goes and does it all again, said Crowley quickly. There was a moment of drunken silence. Seems a lot of effort just to sharpen a beak, mused Aziraphale. Listen, said Crowley urgently. The point is that when the bird has worn the mountain down to nothing, right, then... Aziraphale opened his mouth. Crowley just knew he was going to make some point about the relative hardness of birds' beaks and granite mountains, and plunged on quickly. Then you still won't have finished watching The Sound of Music. Aziraphale froze. And you'll enjoy it, said Crowley relentlessly. You really will, my dear boy. You won't have a choice. Listen, heaven has no taste now, and not one single sushi restaurant. A look of pain crossed the angel's suddenly very serious face. I can't cope with this while I'm drunk, he said. I'm going to sober up. Me too. They both winced as the alcohol left their bloodstreams and sat up a bit more neatly. Aziraphale straightened his tie. I can't interfere with divine plans, he croaked. Crowley looked speculatively into his glass and then filled it again. What about diabolical ones? He said. Pardon? Well, it's got to be a diabolical plan, hasn't it? We're doing it. My side. Ah, but it's all part of the overall divine plan, said Aziraphale. Your side can't do anything without it being part of the ineffable divine plan, he added with a trace of smugness. You wish. No, that's the... Aziraphale snapped his fingers irritably. The thing. What do you call it in your colourful idiom? The line at the bottom. The bottom line? Yeah, that's it. Well, if you're sure, said Crowley. No doubt about it. Crowley looked up slyly. Then you can't be certain. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can't be certain that thwarting it isn't part of the divine plan, too. I mean, you're supposed to thwart the wiles of the evil one at every turn, aren't you? Aziraphale hesitated. There is that, yes. You see a wile, you thwart. Am I right? Broadly. Actually, I encourage humans to do the actual thwarting because of ineffability, you understand. Right. So all you've got to do is thwart. Because if I know anything, said Crowley urgently, it's that the birth is just a start. It's the upbringing that's important. It's